talking to Tasmanian Harness Racing trainer driver Zeke Slater. Zeke, you've been riding the crest of a wave of late, certainly with Grey Steel. He's been a revelation up in the top class, and you know, he's a winner of his past three. But I heard that you're getting a new top class pacer arriving in your stable tomorrow in the form of Motu Crusader. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Pete. He'll be a nice addition to the stable. I'm not sure how long he'll stay for, but he's going to be targeted to the two features and maybe a free-for-all at the end of the month. So, you know, I expect big things for him.
Well, he's got terrific form. Like, you know, he's a recent winner of the Queensland Sprint, and that was just a, you know, an enormous win. And he, amongst the scalps he took that night were Smoking Up and Tearaway, which Tearaway is the absolute boom pacer in Australia, and Smoking Up, of course, is a legend.
Well, that's it. He's raced against the best horses possibly in the land and beat them. You know, and they went 152 that night, I think, and he beat them comfortable coming wide on the track. So he's raced against the best horses most of his life. They paid a lot of money for him out in New Zealand as a three-year-old, and he's had a few problems along the way, but he's only 5-year-old, I think, 5-6-year-old, and he's got a lot of racing in front of him, and hopefully we can continue his good form.
Who's he owned by?
Merv and Mick Butterworth from Victoria. They own him, and being good stable clients of mine, and to get him trusted with this horse is a good stepping stone for my career as well.
I believe you've applied for an A grade license, dry trainer's license.
I sit the hearing on Friday, Peter, and should hopefully get my open license there. And I've been training now for almost 2 years, so
yeah.
And had a bit of success. So there shouldn't be any reason behind that, but we'll leave that up to the.
Okay.
Members on Friday.
All right, mate, no problems. But it has been a pretty good last 6 months for you. You've got some terrific results out of, you know, good performers like Grey Steel. You lost your good mare, but Grey Steel was a fantastic replacement and for the Queen. And I just think, look, everything seems to be rosy for Zeke Slater at the moment.
Well, it's nice to have an owner such as Merv Butterworth behind me. To supply me these open class horses, so without the help of him and his stock of horses, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it. So, you know, it helps when you've got that owner there, and hopefully things continue well and can maybe pick up a couple of more new owners. And always got to have new horses around you, otherwise you kind of get in a bit of a rut. So,
yep.
Hopefully things can continue.
Well, look, looks like you're going to take a two-prong attack into the feature races, because Grey Steel is flying, and if Motu Crusader lives up to expectations, you will have just that two-pronged attack into the feature big ones.
Yeah, that's correct, and I wouldn't underestimate Grey Steel. He keeps stepping up to the mark, and if he improves like he does on his run, his last couple of runs, I think he'll keep improving, and it wouldn't surprise me if he can challenge Motu Crusader. I mean, on form and ability, the other horses have got the writing on the wall, but anything's possible for Grey Steel, I believe.
All right, mate, look, well done. I'm glad you got another good one, and certainly another good one to go around in Tasmania. It's a bonus. Thanks, Zeke, for your time, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks very much, Peter. Thanks, mate.